Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to this part six of New Living and a Way, better a New Living Way. And part six, it's about free access to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, Jesus is greater than Moses. So, Christians, friend, think carefully about who Jesus is. Like us, God has chosen you to belong to Him. We tell people that we believe in Jesus as the messenger that God has sent. He helps us as God's most important priest. Then God in Old Covenant or New Covenant, talk with us about that Jesus is greater than Moses. Moses was one of God's chosen person, and he loved Moses over his action and over his way to praise God. And but God has told us that Jesus is his only son, and what Jesus did for all our human, for his love to Holy Father and Holy Father's love to us human. And Jesus also loved us and made such a beautiful revelation and saved us from slavery and restored us to the kingdom of God. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. Miriam and Aaron speak against Moses. Moses had married a woman who was a descendant of Cush. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because he had married that woman. Then God in Old Covenant also talked with us how Moses was under critic, and when he chose a person, a woman from a group of people, people start to talk behind Moses and make his choice bad, and cause his wife trouble and hurt. And Jesus and God also tell us that it was very bad and he didn't like, because people must learn to respect and understand the meaning of chosen. Hallelujah, amen. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, you must tell the Israelites to make a special place to be my home, then I will live among them. Then God also in Old Covenant, about his commandment to Moses, that God gave Moses authority to tell Israelites to make a place as God's home, that he can be with them through that place, that people has a place to be gathered, and there they can be spiritual free from all the material, only be there as with their, have a relationship with God through a spiritual relationship in that place to God. Hallelujah, amen. Exodus chapter 25, verse 20, the tabernacle. The cherubs must look towards each other and watch over the lid. Their wings must touch each other over the top of the lid. And also God learned different group of people that they must also what they should to do and how they should see that God is able and God rescue and God decide how anybody should be. Exodus chapter 40 verse 33, Moses also made the yard around the tabernacle and round the altar. He hung the curtain at the entrance of the yard. In that way, Moses finished the work. Then Jesus also got talk with us when God commanded Moses to make a house for him as a symbol for him, then Moses complete and obeyed and fulfilled that that commandment. And when he was ready, God became happy and blessed Moses. Then God also, when we read all those things in this current time, God also can command us what we should to do, and we must obey and do it in very beautiful way. Hallelujah. Amen.